This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James. Tonight, Labyrinth is back. Yo.
Yo, what's up, my friend?
Solo round of applause.
I love that. That was a beautiful solo round of applause. Go on, I'll join you on this one. Let's try it again.
Labyrinth is here.
Yay!
I love it. Mate, it's release week. I've got it here.
You've got it?
It's here.
It sounds like you're hitting it on the table, though. Like, that sounds bad.
I'm just flicking it.
It's like you're hitting it on the table, so it's like, I really don't like this thing.
It's sturdy.
The container. No, it is very sturdy. It is very sturdy. It is very much compact. It's got like two cases.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's good. It's very good.
I've
listened to it in the gym this morning.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Thanks, bro.
Gym time is album time.
I am chuffed. Seriously. Yeah, I know, because that's a very special moment. People don't... You listen to great... Well, good albums in the gym, so...
Yeah.
So... You know what I mean? I feel privileged to be used for your gym time.
We want to talk about it, but first of all, introduce Earthquake Labyrinth.
This is Earthquake. You guys know it. Let's make an earthquake, baby.
The In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand tonight with Labyrinth, and we're chatting about Electronic Earth because it's finally here. This is one of the most anticipated albums of the year, mate, surely.
It has been long awaited. It's been crazy. My fans have been... killing me to get this album, so it's nice that it's finally here.
What has taken so long? I know you're a perfectionist, and actually people might look at it and go, 10 songs? Is that it?
Yeah, I know. I was interviewing the other day, and somebody asked me that, what's taking so long? And I was like, well, how many artists kind of produce their albums and sing on it and make other artists' albums at the same time? It's not that easy.
And what was your selection process then? How did you get to the final 10?
See, I'm one of those guys, I would have put about 60 songs on the one album, yeah?
Yeah.
But luckily, I have a label and a manager that are very sensible. And they were like, Lab, calm down, man. The selection process was very much sitting down with people, like with all of us in a room, my A&R, Sunny Takar, my manager, Mark Williams, and Simon Cowell, and going, okay, Lab, you're being... Stop.
So Mr. Cal has had a say in the final product.
Yeah, definitely. He had a listen and he really enjoyed the album. And he was very excited about it. He wanted to be hands-on with this one.
All right, we're going to go for track four, which is Treatment. Tell us a little bit about this. This is one of the most melodic tracks, I think, on the album.
She broke my heart. She left me from death. She left me for dead.
It's a pretty dark tune.
It is. Do you know what's weird about this record? It sounds happy, but it's not. Yeah. But at the same time, anyway, Treatment, was a girl that kind of broke my heart a while ago. She was in a girl band and she left me for them.
Is she still in the girl band?
She might be.
Would I have played them?
I know you're going to start looking. You're looking for your list. Your list of girl bands going. Oh,
I'll ask you one more question about it, and then that's it. Would I have played them on the radio?
I'm going to say no, just to mess it up. You probably have though.
Wow. It might have been bad for you, but it's good for us because this song is incredible. Sorry.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Catch 22. Can you introduce it for us, Lab?
Guys, this is the record of Electronic Earth. This is Treatment.
In Demand Podcast.
This is In Demand tonight with Labyrinth. It's release week. We're going through some of the tracks. The next one I want to choose is the next single release. And the next single will be track five on the album, which is Express Yourself.
It is.
People should not get confused with the Madonna track.
No.
It goes back further than that. So tell us about this one.
My mum used to play it in my front room. And I imagined all my nine brothers and sisters doing like Coltrane dances to Soul Train dances to this record. My mum used to love this record and she used to play it all the time. So I kind of looked at it as a nod or like a little kind of tribute back to Mumsy, and she loves it. So hopefully people will enjoy it. It's basically a reproduced version of Express Yourself, but I added my own little tweaks in there. Like if you listen to the end finishing area of the record and a few of the vocals, you're gonna hear that it's I've got my thing on it.
Dude, it's been a pleasure chatting to you as always. Congratulations on the album. It is brilliant, mate. Well worth the wait.
Oh, thank you very much, my friend. Labyrinth, to talk to you too.
Go ahead and introduce Express Yourself for us.
This is my new record, guys. Hope you enjoy it. It's Express Yourself.
This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James. Tonight, welcoming back Ollie Mears to In Demand.
What's happening?
Yo, yo, yo. How are you?
Alex.
Oh, I wish I could take you everywhere I go just to give me that kind of motivational chant, Ollie. That'd be wonderful.
I've got a bone to pick with you, actually, Alex. I'm going to have a bone, big bone to pick with you later on.
All right, okay. Are you ready to be In Demand? I'm a bit concerned now, then.
Yes, no, I'm ready. Come on, ready to go. Let's go In Demand, baby.
The In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James. Ollie Mears is here. What's the bone you've got to pick with me?
I'm gonna wait till later on. I'm going to let you ask your questions. I'm going to ask you a question.
Shut up. You can't keep me... Okay, let's do it then. The album has now sold over 900,000 copies.
Oh,
wow.
No. Well, nearly, just nearly, 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 but we're getting there. So I'm very, very pleased to be triple platinum. That's pretty amazing to be that close to it. And no, I'm very happy, mate. That whole album, everything's been great. I mean, it's good to go upwards on the second album, especially when you come from the X Factor and you're a male artist and you're not too sure where to go.
You have been that artist, haven't you, that's kind of been quite vocal about not judging talent by the X Factor story, especially male talent, because you have said in the past that it could be a struggle, really.
Oh, no, but of course it is. I mean, it's a struggle for everyone in this industry, whether you come from the X Factor, whether you come from the street, wherever you come from, you know, however way you get into this industry, it's tough. I mean, you can only look at the success of One Direction at the moment in
exactly.
America and say, well, is the reality TV show such a bad thing when such a big boy band now are doing so well in America? And do you really think the American public care if they're from the reality TV show or not? No, of course they don't, because they're doing good songs and the girls over there like it.
And this is your platform now, so you're going to be with the boys on tour in America.
I know. Well,
amazing.
That came as a big surprise, you know. I've always, everything that I do, I'm just chuffed, to be fair. I didn't actually think I'd be going to America. I never thought the American market would be something I'd go into. But, you know, the US Columbia label got in contact and said they're really excited about the record and the music. And they think that Heart Skips a Beat and Dance With You Tonight could do really well in America. And they really backing me 100% into doing it. And then all of a sudden, because obviously One Direction hit off and they're now doing a tour. Like I said, my management were like, you know, we can put you on it in One Direction, want you on it.
What's the latest on the Extra Factor? You definitely back on that.
Yeah, I can tweet it today because obviously there's been reports in the press obviously that the that this, now that I'm doing this, is going to hinder the Extra Factor, blah, 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 as press people do. But no, listen, I've spoken to Simon and everyone's like, it's a foregone conclusion. I'll
Brilliant.
Definitely be doing the Extra Factor. Obviously, the situation is obviously the auditions and stuff is all up in the air because of timings and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm definitely doing the live shows 110%.
They can charter you a private jet between America and the UK.
Yeah,
surely.
I don't think I'm Gary Barlow, or I don't think I'm, if I was a judge, I might get that. But no, but I'm really happy. You know what? Just to be, that was a massive show for me last year.
You enjoyed
year,
it, didn't you? You could tell you enjoyed it so
yeah.
much. Are you going back on Deal or No Deal as well?
Yeah, I know that again. Do you know that was my idea 2 years ago? I said, obviously, for anyone that doesn't know that's listened to the show,
you
I did
a
apply. I won a tenner in 2007 before I did the X Factor, and so we're going to go back on the show, and I'm bringing all my family down to go behind the boxes and friends. We're just going to try and have a bit of a laugh with it, and
that'll be
hopefully
amazing.
Win some money for the charity. Yeah,
because you took the swap. We were watching your YouTube clip the other day. And you took the swap, and I don't ever remember hearing that you'd been on it. But then
we had a search. Box.
But you'd never needed it in the end. It was an omen, you see. That was the thing.
But no, I had a really good time on the show. And do you know what? It's really good fun. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
Ollie, I've got loads of Twitter questions from the fans, but you need to introduce brand new single for us first. Go for it, mate.
Yeah. Okay, this is Ollie Mears on In Demand with Alex, and this is my new single, Oh My Goodness.
In Demand Podcast.
This is In Demand. Ollie Mears is still here tonight. Mate, you ready for some Twitter questions?
Oh, yes, please. I'm ready.
Okay, so Dan wants to know, how do you feel now, retrospectively, about your Brits performance?
I was going to ask you about this because I saw your conversation with Dappy.
Now then.
And you agreed with him.
Yes, but I'll tell you what, I said to Dappy, I knew instantly what the bone was going to be that you were going to pick with me. I said to Dappy, I don't blame Ollie. I blame something technical. Something happened to you.
Personally, when I come off the stage, I really liked it. I thought I did a decent performance.
Dappy didn't like it. But I took him and I said, look, you can't say Ollie Mears cannot sing. That is not true. something
well, he was
else
like,
has
you know,
this.
The thing about it is, you know, I've met Dappy many times. He's a really nice guy, and so I was a bit shocked that he did that. But you know, everyone's each to their own. And to be honest, you sometimes think you've got mates or friends in this industry, and you know, they say things. It's like, okay, I understand he's got an opinion of the performance, and he probably didn't like it. But to say I can't sing is a bit harsh. But you know, if you know, whatever. I'm not. You know, he's a nice guy, Dappy. I've always had a good laugh with him. So
he's
know,
mental, Ollie.
Him,
he's more mental than you are.
He'll probably tell me off next time I see him. He'll go, Ollie, it wasn't very good. I'll be like, I know. But hey.
Luby wants to know, what's the most listened to song on your iPod at the moment?
Do you know what? This is going to be quite a shock, I think. The Wanted, this is a song called Last to Know. And okay. It's off the back Battleground album. And it's quite, I might be surprised everyone, because not because it's The Wanted, but because I just, it's a song that I just thought, I think I really like it. I went and watched them in the tour in Manchester.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with it. It was a really great, great song. So I've been listening to that literally all the time.
All right.
Really
well, good. Check that one out. A Wanted
album.
Yeah,
check
album
it
track.
Out. Check it out. Last to Know, Wanted. It's brilliant.
All right. Naomi, what's the best meal you can cook? What's your signature dish?
Steak ciabattas with garlic mash. Nice. With some stir-fried vegetables.
Lovely, simple.
That's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah. That's kind of like a quick tea as well.
Well, I'm having to cut out the bread at the moment, so we'll just put some mushrooms in there, a bit of onion with a bit of a spice. We'll cut the steak up as well, so it's in nice little pieces. So
all round
to
Ollie's for
the
dinner.
Mash a little bit, yeah.
Have you taken all your team to Vegas yet? When we saw you backstage,
yeah,
you were going to do that?
Yeah, yeah, I just come back from it, right? I've got some funny stories. Oh, God. You
must have crazy?
Have you just seen my Twitter?
I haven't seen them, no.
Oh, geez. Well, basically, right, not that I'm not no rock and roll artist, you know what I mean? Everyone would know I'm not that kind. I like going out and having a beer with my mates, but this is about as rock and roll as I got. We went to the Grand Canyon on a helicopter.
Nice.
I fell asleep on the helicopter.
Is that because you were hungover?
Which is just ridiculous. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I fell asleep playing on the fruit machine in the middle of the casino. Got woken up by an American woman going, excuse me, sir. And I was like, woken up. And the thing is, in Vegas, is they don't have any clocks in the casino.
No.
It's a rule. So you don't know what time it is. You could be playing for hours. So I don't know how long I was asleep for. I just remember just waking up in a bit of a flutter, knowing that I just won, I think $185 was in the cash thing. So they could have robbed my ticket and my wallet and my phones, and I'd have been dead asleep on the fruit machine. So.
As long as you didn't wake up married to some random you found on
no,
the strip
I didn't
somewhere.
Get, no, I definitely didn't get married. But you know what? If anyone hasn't been Vegas,
it's amazing.
You know, it's an incredible place to go.
Ollie, it's been a pleasure chatting to you again, man.
Alex, it's a pleasure to talk to you, buddy. Podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.